Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
I think one of the most significant things people with a bit of experience can do, they've been around the block a few times, is being a mentor. Someone to walk alongside, encourage, even pray with. Joanne Berthelsen has experienced what it's like to have a spiritual mentor firsthand. She's now written a book to encourage others to do the same. It's called Soul Friend. It demonstrates the profound influence a mentor can have in our lives through the good times, through times of triumph, challenges, and the dark times as well. I think it's going to be a helpful chat for many of us. Joanne, welcome to Open House.
Thanks very much. Lovely to be here.
It's great to meet you. Spiritual mentoring is obviously something quite close to your heart. When and why did it become so important to you?
Around 17 years ago, I fulfilled one of my long-held dreams, and that was to go and study at theological college in my late 40s. And as part of our course, we were required to have a mentor. Yes. And meet for 1 hour a week. I had another lovely lady for the first year, but then the second year, I knew it was time for me to find someone right outside our own sphere who could relate to me on a lot of different levels. And so the next year I found my friend about whom this book is written.
So it wasn't something that you got before you were made to get it, in a way.
I think I longed for that. I think everyone longs for someone to walk beside them, someone who has perhaps similar backgrounds, similar interests, just someone you click with to walk the journey with you, apart from family members and friends at church, but someone else who's just that special person there for you.
This is probably a very simple question that's got a huge answer. What was the difference that a mentor made in your life?
I think the key thing that my lovely mentor, Joy, gave to me is that she believed in me. I think that's one of the biggest gifts you can give to someone else, is that you actually believe in them. You're the cheering squad there at the side, supporting them and just walking alongside them in their whole journey, noting what God is doing in their life and praying for them, listening to them and sharing their godly wisdom with you as necessary. But just their believing in you was a key thing for me.
It takes a fair bit of life, as I said, been around the block a few times to do that, but also a fair bit of love.
That's true. I find in my own mentoring of others that I pray a lot about it, and usually if someone asks to mentor, to be mentored, or I wonder if perhaps I'm the person to mentor them, occasionally I would approach someone else, but usually someone asks me, I pray about it, and I just sense whether that is the person that I might have something that I can give to that person that I can share with them and be their cheering squad, if you like.
Your mentoring relationship has lasted something like 15 years.
That's right.
Those dynamics must have changed over that time.
They did, yes, that's right. My friend Joy began mentoring me about 16 years ago, I was in my second year at theological college, and so many new things, so many big issues. Yes. I was thinking through just how I could fit as a woman in her 40s at that stage, where I fitted in ministry, how my gifts could be used best, many, many questions. And so we discussed an amazing range of things. She lent me books I hadn't heard of, just enlarged my whole vision on so many things. And I think that's one of the things I loved about her, was she came from such, she'd had such varied experience over her life. She had grown up in the same church as I had grown up in, so we had a basis there. But even things like, we both loved music and we were both very involved in the whole prayer area. And so we had this sort of common ground, but then she'd had all this extra experience and that just fed into my life.
So. It also, from both sides, requires a lot of honesty and sometimes raw, uncomfortable honesty even.
Yes, I learned to be more honest than I had been in the past, and that's a good journey, and I'm glad I have now, because with this book that's out, it's like me on a plate. It's being very honest.
It's the real you, yes.
Because I've written 5 novels in the past, and while there is a lot of me in my novels, you can hide in novels. You can be different characters and different people. And many people say to me, oh, is that you? Is that you? But I don't have to own up to it. But in this, it's me on a plate.
So you've written Soul Friend to help encourage other people to find a spiritual mentor. Mm. How do you go about doing that, getting the right mentor?
Yes, that's a good question. On my website, actually, I went into this and tried to point people in the right direction, but it is difficult. There are various networks you can go to, and they will suggest people in your area, but I find it's much better word of mouth, observing the person, perhaps at church or in some other environment. Praying about it is a key thing, sensing whether the two of you would click. And usually when I mentor someone, I say, well, we might have an initial meeting or two just to find out about the person. But then I say, well, let's meet for 6 months. Let's meet till Christmas or something like this, maybe 4 or 5 meetings. And if you feel it's not what you want, that's fine, you know. Oh, bless you, and we'll go our different ways. So, yes, sometimes it's a little bit trial and error, but looking around and having that personal contact is a key thing.
How exactly would you describe a mentor? Is there a picture you can paint for us?
Someone who is a little bit further down the road than you in the particular areas of your life or a particular area you want to grow in, who has a generous heart, who's prepared to share resources, who's prepared to put their time aside, not only to meet with you, but to pray with you and to think after you've met together and after you've gone, now what resources do I have on my shelf or what can I have that I can share with them? So you have to be a committed person, prepared to share, generous, prepared to step into someone else's life, see it from their perspective, just prepared to believe in that person and to be that person who will stand up for them.
You mentioned time, which is probably one of the biggest challenges of mentoring, being a mentor or mentored. How do you do that in the rush and crush of the age in which we live?
There's different ways of doing it. A mentoring session could just take an hour over lunchtime. You can have lunch together somewhere. You can have breakfast together somewhere. You could mentor while you're jogging or doing exercise if you really wanted to. I tend to currently meet my mentors at home. Although this week I mentored someone in a coffee shop. We found a good corner there and just talked for an hour and a half over our cappuccinos. So there's ways of doing it. I write a lot of emails to people, and in that way I virtually mentor a couple of women. But I've also found Skype a very valuable tool. I will be soon, in a few hours' time actually, speaking to someone who lives on the other side of the world in the Netherlands, and we make a date. She says, well, how about at 5 o'clock? I'll be at my computer and you be at yours. And there we can talk for face-to-face for an hour and a half, providing the connection's good.
Yes, all for free.
That's right.
Yeah.
Big bonus.
And they're creative ways of finding our way around the crush of our modern world.
Yes, I've learned even to pray for that person sitting in my study while she's on the other side of the world, and I say, well, let's pray, and we just sit there, and at times I think, how bizarre is this? But it's a wonderful experience. But I tend to need about an hour and a half, and then the other time preparing and thinking and praying afterwards too.
What's the difference between a life mentor and a spiritual mentor, which is what your focus is?
Mentors function different ways. And I think being a spiritual mentor, it really is, to me, it's whole of life as well. You can't cut out the life of this person. If this person is a mum with 3 young children at home or struggling to work as well, or her husband's just lost his job, you have to consider those things.
Absolutely.
So it's a whole of life thing as well, but with the emphasis on where is God in it all? What is God showing you at this point in your life? How does he want you to grow at this point in your life?
So what are the benefits of someone who's gone and sought a mentor? What can this offer them for their life and their spiritual life?
To me, as I said before, having someone who believed in me, someone who even in my 40s was full of a lot of self-doubt, can I do this? Can I be part of a local church team, which I ended up being? Can I then leave that and start my whole writing career?
Yes.
For someone who believed in me enough and just cheered me on was a fantastic gift to me. Just someone who believes, but as I said, someone who has the resources, things I might never have discovered, and a whole new world will open up to you of books or a way of thinking or a way of ministering in particular. Just the riches that this person might have for you that to them is quite natural, but God has things to teach you through that person at this stage in your life.
It may be for a defined period of time, or it may be indefinite.
Yes, I've done various mentor training courses just after theological college. I did two, actually, and I've been involved in others since then. Some say you should only mentor the same person for a couple of years. I find that very hard to do. Though some people you are, I think God gives you for a certain period of your life.
Yes.
Others, it is meant to be more lifelong. And with my mentor, Joy, we still meet, but our relationship has changed over the years. She's now 82 and her husband passed away a few years ago. So it's almost like a peer mentoring now.
Yes.
Like I really care for her and value her and she does the same for me.
I'm sure that's a great gift for both of you.
I hope so. It was interesting journeying, writing this book that is so much involves her. And I had to be very tentative at first suggesting it and then suggesting a little bit down the track. And then just gradually she became more comfortable with the idea. So.
Yes. You've obviously and understandably got a great affection, mutual affection. What would you say to Joy now in recognition of what she's meant for your life beyond just this book?
Oh, my very first novel I actually dedicated to her. My first novel was Helena in 2007. And I wrote on the front, for Joy, my lifesaver. Wow. I actually called her my lifesaver because back then I was like thinking through so many issues. And for her, she was like a rock to me. Someone out there, way outside our church environment, my college environment, where I could go and just blurt out all these emotional issues and other things that I was trying to think through. So, and she used to be very embarrassed at my calling her that, and probably still would be.
Yes.
But to me, she was my lifesaver because she just kept me on that even keel and enabled me to talk through things and accepted and listened and believed in me, as I said.
So the message to people who've been around the block a few times is to step up to this task.
Exactly.
And if you need a mentor or if you think this would be a wise thing, and I'm sure it is.
Yes.
Probably word of mouth is the best way to go.
I think so. And there are places you can train. If you're wary, there's places if you think, well, how can I be a mentor to someone else? There are courses out there. There's even a little basic mentoring course on my own website that a friend and I wrote years ago and we thought, well, we'll offer it out there. But there's other places. Just to remember that if God has called you to that, he will give you the wisdom that you need and the little words you need for that person along the way.
I think it's a really valuable resource, and we'll put the link of that website and the details of a Soul Friend up on our Open House Community Facebook page. Joanne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Lee. I've enjoyed it.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.